Dialogue 7. Listen.
Tell me, John, how long have we been renting this apartment?
Well, I guess we've been living here for at least 10 months.
It's time we moved. I can't stand living in such an awful place. The other night when I got home, the whole place stank of greasy food and spices. Then I couldn't sleep a wink because the music from our upstairs neighbors was blasting all night long.
Don't be so narrow-minded. Look on the bright side. With those wild parties, there's never a dull moment around here.
You might like an offbeat lifestyle, but it's not for me. I like my comforts. I'm sorry, but I've had enough. I'm fed up with this place and the rundown neighborhood. We're lucky we haven't been robbed, mugged, or killed.
Listen, beggars can't be choosers. Where else could you find an apartment as cheap as this one? Anyway, I can't afford to pay more, so I've got to stay. How will I find someone to share the rent with me if you go?
That's easy enough to arrange. Just place an ad in the local newspaper. Lots of people read the classifieds, especially on weekends. It shouldn't be too hard to find another roommate.
Okay, give me a hand. What should I say?
Oh, something like, young bachelor looking for a sucker to share a crummy apartment with.
This is no joke. I don't want a lot of freaks ringing me up.
That's the whole point. Only somebody weird would want to live in a smelly dump full of roaches and bugs like this.
Don't be such a jerk. I'm serious. I've got to find a new roommate. Otherwise, I'll be homeless because I can't pay the full rent single-handedly. I've got to split it with someone.
Who in their right mind would want to live here? There isn't a single piece of furniture. Just a couple of mattresses and a few pillows. I guess it really is time I packed my bags and moved out. And the sooner, the better. Now, repeat. Tell me, John, how long have we been renting this apartment?
Well, I guess we've been living here for at least 10 months.
It's time we moved. I can't stand living in such an awful place. The other night when I got home, the whole place stank of greasy food and spices. Then I couldn't sleep a wink because the music from our upstairs neighbors was blasting all night long.
Don't be so narrow-minded. Look on the bright side. With those wild parties, there's never a dull moment around here.
You might like an offbeat lifestyle, but it's not for me. I like my comforts. I'm sorry, but I've had enough. I'm fed up with this place and the rundown neighborhood. We're lucky we haven't been robbed, mugged, or killed.
Listen, beggars can't be choosers. Where else could you find an apartment as cheap as this one? Anyway, I can't afford to pay more, so I've got to stay. How will I find someone to share the rent with me if you go?
That's easy enough to arrange. Just place an ad in the local newspaper. Lots of people read the classifieds, especially on weekends. It shouldn't be too hard to find another roommate.
Okay, give me a hand. What should I say?
Oh, something like, young bachelor looking for a sucker to share a crummy apartment with.
This is no joke. I don't want a lot of freaks ringing me up.
That's the whole point. Only somebody weird would want to live in a smelly dump full of roaches and bugs like this.
Don't be such a jerk. I'm serious. I've got to find a new roommate. Otherwise, I'll be homeless because I can't pay the full rent single-handedly. I've got to split it with someone.
Who in their right mind would want to live here? There isn't a single piece of furniture. Just a couple of mattresses and a few pillows. I guess it really is time I packed my bags and moved out. And the sooner, the better.
Repeat. Where else could you find an apartment as cheap as this? Who else would you like to share the rent with? What else do we need to put in the ad? When else would you like to take your vacation? Why else would somebody live in a dump like this? How else could I go about finding a roommate? This is the end of lesson 19.